Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Losing a loved one is probably one of the hardest things any of us is ever going to face, right? But sometimes the words that people say in those moments of grief can stay with us in some of the most unexpected ways, for better or worse. And that's exactly what happened to one woman who recently shared her story with me. Her husband had died suddenly, and amidst, you know, her shock and sorrow, a family member said five simple words to her. "You'll get over it eventually." Those words, meant to console, just ended up haunting her for years. They felt so dismissive of her deep loss and the complex emotions she was navigating. And that rises, to the top of my brain because my mom passed away 8 years ago. And as we're standing there in the kind of receiving line at the funeral home for the wake, people are coming through and exchanging pleasantries and, you know, sharing their sorrow. And some people are very good at comforting and just saying the right things. And then you have my Uncle Bob, who walks up and he shakes hands with my dad. And my dad goes, hey, Bob, how you doing? And he goes, "Well, better than you are." That was his response. Talk about social awkwardness, right? And again, I know that it wasn't meant in the cold-hearted way it came out, but it just shows how simple thought should be put into the things we say in those moments. And I know what he was trying to convey was, "I'm sorry you're going through this." Just the choice of words can really confuse us at those times because we're kind of muddled. We're sometimes second-guessing what we say, how we say what we say. So that raises an important question. How do we comfort someone who's grieving without unintentionally adding to that pain? Because words matter. Grief is so deeply personal that even well-meaning comments can hurt people. So have you ever been in that situation when, someone's words during a tough time stuck with you? I had, at my mom's funeral, I was filled with rage. I was so mad. I had to go up and give the eulogy. And my friend came over to me and he's like, "Dave, are you okay?" And I'm like, "No, I'm not okay." And he goes, "Talk to me. What's going on in your head right now?" And I'm like, "I'm so mad. I'm so mad at God. I'm so mad at the world." And he said, "Why?" I go, "My mom just retired from being a nurse serving for 45 years in service to others, taking care of people. And she was going to travel the world with my dad. And she was going to enjoy this time to herself." And I just kind of went through this laundry list of my angry points. And we got done and he said, "Buddy, I hear everything that you just said, but can I just bring something up to you? And I said, sure. And he goes, your mom had a son she was very proud of. Your mom met the man, the love of her life, and was with him for nearly 50 years. And they traveled a lot, didn't they, Dave? And I said, yeah, well, they went on trips two or three times a year. And how many states did they go to? Well, they saw all 50 states. Okay. And what about foreign countries? No, neither one of them really wanted to go out. Oh, okay. So they did get to travel, though. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, and your mom's work, she loved her work, right? She was a nurse for Shriners Children's Hospital. And I said, oh, she loved her work. She was great at her work. She touched so many lives helping people out. And he said, so what are we mad about, really? Are we mad that we're going to miss mom, or are we mad at God? And it just really kind of helped put me, it was so calming through the entire thing. It helped put me back on this clarity path that you're right. In those moments, we internalize our feelings and it becomes very personalized. And it's hard not to when you're grieving. But sometimes you do need to remember the good things. And at that moment, I had two choices. I could honor my mom by saying something positive and loving, or I could go off the deep end in front of all of our friends and relatives and coworkers and vent and, you know, rail it at God. And that would have done nobody any good. And that would have been the bitter taste that would have been left in people's mouth. So here was somebody that saw my pain, heard my pain, allowed me to have that pain, but helped bring me back around, showed me the good sides of what my mom's life was and that she wasn't really cheated. It sucked that she's gone, but she did more in her lifetime than most people do. And that was really powerful for me. So have you been in a situation like this where maybe it's something that helped you heal, or maybe it was something that made things harder? What are those words that hurt, that you know probably didn't mean to come across that way? What are some tips you would give people to not fall into that same situation? 651-461-9226. One of the listeners on the Styles Financial Talk and text line said, I've lost both parents and four siblings. I've learned over the years the best thing to say to someone who is grieving is a simple, I'm sorry. And, you know, that's a beautiful, beautiful point. Sometimes less is more. We want to comfort somebody. It'll get better. At that moment, I don't want to hear it'll get better. I don't want you, right? I mean, we do. We want to know that.
It's a crutch.
Right.
It's kind of a crutch response.
Sometimes, here, according to some psychologists that put together a list, here's some alternative things that you can offer. I can't imagine how hard this is for you, and I'm sending all my strength and love. Instead of just assuming you know their feelings, saying, oh, I know how you feel. That's called trauma bonding, right? Mm-hmm. And in that moment, I don't want to hear about your problem, Josh. I'm grieving, right? Yeah. And I know that what you're trying to say is you're not alone here, buddy. Other people have survived this. But what needs to be, you know, considered is this is about the person that's grieving. This is about the person whose loss it is. And you think you know how they feel. They may have had a totally different relationship with that person than you did.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a great way to handle it. I can't imagine how hard this is for you. I'm sending you all my love and strength. And if there's anything I can do, please let me know. That's a great way to start off. Please accept my condolences. I know a lot of people get offended with the, you know, we're sending love and prayers. Well, your prayers didn't work. My person's gone. You're sending me love and prayers. What does that even mean? Again, that's sitting in a situation where I want you to know, Josh, I care about you. I love you. I'm sorry you're going through this. I'm sending you my love and prayers, buddy. Mm-hmm. I'm here for you. It doesn't always settle properly with people. Is there a better alternative to that, folks? Is there a better thing that you think that we can offer up as a condolence? How about something like your spouse, your family member was a wonderful person, and I have this cherished memory of him or her, and then sharing that memory, helping to bring back some of that happiness. Like I said, re-encouraging the good thought process about the person instead of wallowing in your own pain and shame, having a fun moment. We did that at my grandfather's funeral. Sitting down after my grandfather passed away, we all went out to dinner the day before the funeral and laughed till we were crying. We laughed so hard sharing funny stories of my grandfather.
Yeah.
Everybody had a story to share. He was a personality. He was funny, just charming. Everybody loved my grandfather. So that really kind of helped the healing start. It still takes a while to get over that shock and awe. And I'm still not over it. My grandfather passed away in 1990, and I still miss him deeply. But I also had a great life with him. And I got to give him his first grandson named after him, right? And so we had these great little connections, and he helped raise me. He was like a second father to me. So there are going to be these things, and it's okay to carry the pain as well. But in a lot of cases, don't let that pain define who that person was for you, because that's not who they are. Remind yourself of the love and the good things. We're going to take a quick break. We've got some more of these tips. I'm checking out the talk and text line. We've got some great little pieces of information coming in from that as well. If you'd like to weigh in, you can hit me up on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. Give me a call. Let's chat, 651-461-9226, or text, and I'll read those texts on the air when we return right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Chad Hartman, in fact, is not back, but I am. I'm Dave Schrader, filling in for Chad Hartman today. Thank you for tuning in. We're talking about the grieving process, death, grieving, finding the right things to say. The stylesfinancial.com talk and text line is open, 651-461-9226. Here's a couple of the messages we're getting. One says, whatever you do, don't say that what the person is feeling is wrong. They didn't choose to feel that way. That's just what happened. Don't tell them you know exactly how they feel, because you don't. All you know is that they're hurting. Tell them that you know they're hurting worse than they've ever thought they could. And then say, whatever I can do for you, I'm here. Do not hesitate to call. I'm here for you. And then some human touch. It was just a hand on her shoulder or warm embrace. Sometimes that human touch means so much. That's a great piece of advice. Great piece of advice.
Yeah.
Another one says, my wife of 38 years died in her sleep unexpectedly a few months ago. The most meaningful thing a friend said to me was, I'm so sorry you didn't get to say goodbye. And that's from John in St. Paul. John, thank you for sharing your story, and we are sorry for your loss. Another person says, there are no words. Memories are the beautiful gift that keep our loved ones with us. Beautiful. Another listener chimes in, Dave, I've been in that situation. People say both right and wrong things, but they all mean well, and it's appreciated. What I dislike is the complaints against people who mean well but just say it wrong. And I agree with you. That's an important element of this, and that's what I was trying to bring out in this discussion is, you know, it's a lot harder when you're in the heat of the grieving. You're in the center of that loss and that turmoil and that storm. We all want people to say the things we need and want to hear, and we kind of measure them by the yardstick of our own experience. Mm. And when we do that, we always have people fail us. You just have to accept people for who they are, unless they're just a cruel individual who makes some horrible statement to you regarding the loss. Understand that it is coming from a piece and a place of love, but it also just take a few seconds to think through the words that you're about to say to somebody, because again, that moment can mean so much to somebody. But you're right. It feels bad to complain against that. But people are allowed to have those feelings. And we need to take those things into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
What a kind and needed segment. My dad recently passed, 95 years young. Doesn't matter how many years you have. It's always a loss. Thank you. You're right. There's no preparing you, even when you're prepared for it. My father just passed away. His pastor came to the hospital while my father passed and took a moment to remind the family that people don't always think about what they're saying during these times. Keep that in mind in the event someone says something you don't feel was exactly right. The family really appreciated this reminder, as you have no control over what others say. We got in a whole bunch of text and it jumped way down here.
Oh, yeah.
Where did it go? Appreciated this reminder, as you have no control over what others say. Great discussion, timely for our family. Sorry for your loss as well. Another one, just lost my husband 2 weeks ago. I was surprised how during Christmas celebrations, not one person asked me how I was doing. almost seem to ignore me, right? Sometimes we think that that's the best way. She doesn't want to keep being reminded.
Yeah.
She doesn't want, and that's a tough place to be. Like, all right, one of my best friends in the world is dealing with devastating cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at a big conference and I helped raise money for him with this charity auction. I led the charity auction. I talked about it. I broke down on stage crying, talking about our friendship, our love, and how tough this was for not just me, but for all of the people that are fans and friends and love him.
Yeah.
And the tough part was, though, on the other side of it, the entire rest of the event, three more days, was all about kind of picking the pain mm-hmm. and wanting to talk about it. And I had to put away the feeling, realizing, well, Dave, you became a spokesperson. You stood up. You said this.
Yeah.
People are going to come to you because you're a safe place now to share their feelings, and you got a chance to stand before 2,000 people and cry and share your story.
Yeah.
It's only fair to let that come back. And I did, but it was all weekend constantly. And
yeah.
it does start to weigh you down. So sometimes people don't know what to say in the midst of grief. It's like, I don't want to keep poking and prodding you.
Yeah. I had that same experience when I had leukemia in 2017. Definitely even today, still people like don't know how to approach you with that question, like, hey, how are you doing? Because obviously, like, it's cancer affects everybody in a different way. But
right.
even then, it was like, hey, you know, you're going through chemo, you just had, you know, blood transfusion, etc. Like, how are you doing? Well, I'm strung up like an operation board right now, but I'm doing all right. It's yeah. it's one of those things that unless they've been through it, they don't know how to kind of have that perspective or have like the right questions to check in on you, which is, it's understandable. It wasn't at the time, but it definitely becomes more understandable as time goes on.
You know, and like with my friend, I've got two friends going through cancer at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And one, I know his personality.
Yeah.
So I talked to him like I would always talk to him. And we ribbed each other about cancer. And we, you know, we just made it part of our conversation yeah. as opposed to the big, ugly, taboo subject.
Yeah, that's how...
And the other person, I can't do that with. The other yeah. person is in a much more fragile state, and,
that's
and you
how,
have to be cautious and be aware of that.
Yeah, and that's how Jordana and I vibe right. when we do shows together. Is we are in the same kind of boat, leukemia, et cetera. It's not... I don't recommend it.
Right.
It's not fun, but it's definitely kind of in the same boat also as this, where you're dealing with family loss and... Especially around this time in the holidays, as a lot of people, a lot of the texters are pointing out, it's not easy for the person, no matter who it is, if you're the
right.
one suffering from it, or if you're even the crowd around you saying, hey, how do I approach this person without having to kind of stick that knife back into their body
right.
to remind them.
Well, so. It's tough because there's also been those days when we're like, hey, Josh, how you doing? Well, how yeah. do you think I'm doing? I just lost my blah.
Yep.
You know, and so it's a tough thing. So please do bear that in mind as well. But maybe that's you know, we're coming into the holidays, you're doing this. Tell somebody, hey, Josh, I know things are a little tough right now. I'm going to go out for New Year's Eve. If you'd like to join me and just get out of your headspace and we can go listen to music, have some drinks
yep.
and laugh and talk, please feel free to join me. Just reminding that. Another powerful statement is sometimes just putting your arm around the person and not saying anything and just, I'm here. You know, just that statement. Yeah. Another listener pops in and says, I just wanted to share a conversation I was having with my sister recently. Her stepdaughter's 21-year-old son unexpectedly passed away. She mentioned that she hasn't talked to her stepdaughter in a while because she hasn't reached out to her. I told my sister that it's not up to her to reach out to people. She's just not capable of that right now. I told my sister that she's the one that needs to reach out and to just do it. Just show up for the person. Without her asking for anything. She's just trying to breathe and just put one foot in front of the other right now. I said, I've heard from parents who have lost children that well-meaning people have said, you're so strong, I couldn't go on, intending to be a compliment, but sometimes unintentionally diminishing the loss for the parents.
Yep.
Like maybe they're going in because they didn't love their child as much as everybody else, right? Got to think these things through. We'll keep this conversation going. We'll be back after the top of the hour. I'm Dave.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Schrader, this is News Talk 830 WCCO.